Unit 15, Exercise 22. Listen to the text and decide if the statements are true or false.
Staring at the cash point screen, I paused over the £50 key, then pressed the £200 instead. I'd only been paid 2 days before and had already spent most of my £800 monthly wage. Working in a bank, I like to think I was good with cash. I was certainly good at spending it. Payday was my favorite day. I went shopping. In the chemist's, there was a 3-for-2 offer on shampoo. It was an expensive brand, but I reckoned it was too good an offer to miss. So I bought 3 bottles, along with lipsticks and moisturizers and bottles of bubble bath. I was a sucker for a special offer. I spent just under £50, but I wasn't worried. It was an investment, and I wouldn't have to buy any more for ages. I continued shopping, adding a pair of shoes from a new collection at Clark's, and a top from Marks and Spencer's for only £19.99. There was a clear-out sale on summer clothes there. Back home, I was pleased with my wares, but as I emptied my purse, my good spirits melted away. After rent and bills, I had £15 left for the rest of the month. What was I going to do? I went round to Mum's and asked if I could borrow £20. Not again, she sighed. I was always borrowing money from Mum, but I never managed to pay it back. Sometimes I was so hard up, I even had to move back home for a week or two. I knew I couldn't go on like this, but I didn't know how to stop. Then Mum rang me. Nicola, I've decided it's about time you learnt to deal with your cash, she said. But how? I asked. Mum explained she had seen a program on television called Your Money or Your Life. The presenter, financial expert Alex Hill, helped people to reorganize their finances so they didn't spend as much. Mum had contacted him and asked if he could help me. I went to see Alex. He asked me about my spending habits and, crucially, why I enjoyed shopping so much. Buying things helped me forget about my problems, I said. Even as I said the words, I realized how stupid they sounded. Alex made me set myself a weekly budget and told me I could only visit a cash point once a week instead of 2 or 3 times a day as I had been doing. I also promised to save 10% of my wages every month to pay my Mum back. At first it was hard, but as the weeks passed, I slowly got used to it until it became almost second nature. 18 months on, I've paid back every penny to my parents, and although I now have less money than ever, at least I have a good excuse. I'm at college, preparing to go to university. I've 2 part-time jobs to cover my rent, but my income is still half what it was before. Occasionally, when I walk past a shop, I am tempted to go back to my old ways. But these days, I limit myself to the odd treat, and blowing £200 in one go is certainly a thing of the past.